Second baseman Tyler Grimes leading off the third inning here for Cedar Rapids. Kevin Capey from Dozier Park, the second baseman, hitting 243 on the year, 6 home runs, 26 runs driven in. Fastball from Mayers misses, 1-0. Takes a called strike that time. Mayers working quickly with nobody on base. A 1-1 misses downstairs, 2-1. Mayers 37 pitches, 20 strikes in the first two innings. This ball popped high in the air in the infield. The catcher Kuhner comes out, gets called off by Vargas, who on the line about 5 feet from home plate makes the grab for out number one. So that'll turn the lineup back over for Jonathan Murphy. Murphy drew a walk his first time out. Mayers here with one out in the third, no score. High ball one. Mayers not working ahead of guys, and that hasn't been a problem yet, although he did get into a touch of problems here and there as far as base runners on both innings. Called strike. In his first at bat, Murphy got ahead 3-0 before Mayers got back. That's a slider on the outside corner, 1-2 for this at bat. Mayers eventually got the count full before walking Murphy. The 1-2 on the way. This is ball tapped down the line or over the bag. It is a fair ball. Schaefer throws it away. He was anticipating the batter to be there. Now they have Murphy caught up and nobody's covering first. And he dives back in. That'll be an infield single for Jonathan Murphy on really one of the more bizarre plays you'll see. Schaefer fielded it in foul ground behind the bag, went over the bag in fair ground. Mayers did not get over to cover the bag. Schaefer thought he was going to, so Murphy tossed it over. Nobody was there. Jonathan Kuhner alertly backing up, got the ball, and Murphy had made a wide turn. He was about halfway to second, but again, nobody was at first base, and by the time Schaefer got there, Murphy was able to dive back safely. So a runner at first for the second hit of the night for Cedar Rapids. There goes Murphy on the run. Kuhner delivers a perfect strike, and he is out at second base. So that's the fifth batter thrown out on the year by Jonathan Kuhner. That was a called strike. So the 0-1 now to Nico Goodrum on the outside corner, called strike two. Goodrum grounded into a 4-6-3 double play his first time up. The 0-2 now, fastball, check the swing, Kuhner blocked it, applies the tag, they appeal and said he did go around. So with a tag, that is strikeout number two for Mike Mayers. So we are through, 1.5, no runs, no hits, one hit, nobody left for Cedar Rapids in the third here on the Chiefs Radio Network. So the shortstop Juan Herrera will lead it off here for the Chiefs in the bottom of the third inning. No score at Dozier Park. Herrera hitting 267 on the year. No homers, one RBI, two stolen bases for the shortstop. Hudson Boyd on the hill for the Colonels. He'll go into the windup and deliver the first pitch to Herrera. This ball is lined in the right field. That was Walker giving Case a diving grab and makes the catch to rob Herrera of a base hit. So Attenborough Walker has plenty of lumber with his 26 homers. Show some leather there. Catching the sinking liner off the bat of Juan Herrera, and that'll bring up Jonathan Kuhner. The catcher tonight is 10th game, hitting 222 on the year, no homers, one run driven in. Kuhner steps in from the right side of the batter's box. Boyd delivers the pitch high. Ball one. The windup from Boyd comes home. Keener swung on a miss, strike two. With Keener in the lineup, the Chiefs have been very successful. 6-3 with him behind the plate. The delivery analysis ball popped high in the air and back behind us. I believe it cleared the roof even. Never heard the thump coming from above. No score here. Bottom of the third inning, one out. Chiefs and Cedar Rapids. First pitch on the way, swung on a miss. Strike three. Keener is down on strikes. That's the second strike out of the night for Hudson Boyd. Boyd 6'2", 225 pounds. He's a hefty fellow. MLB.com has him as the Twins' number 19 prospect. Did not crack Baseball America's top 30. But there were plenty of other criminals in that top 30 by Baseball America. McElroy squares the bunt, pulls back, but it's a called strike. Boyd, the windup, comes home. That's outside. Adam Brett Walker's on that list. Nico Goodrum. Jorge Polanco. A couple of pitchers the Chiefs will miss this series. This is pulled hard down the left field line. This will only be a single for McElroy, though he's going to turn and then he'll throw on the brakes, because it cannot get very deep. McElroy aboard with a two-out base hit for the Chiefs. That'll bring up Charlie Tilson. Mason Melitakis and J.O. Berrios, 7-13 with Chiefs Ole Miss. Also Travis Harrison is number 17 and Max Kepler number 10. So there's, you can see why the Colonel's offense is as good as it is when you have those guys in there every day. McElroy back, standing up on the pickoff attempt. Up in Kane County, the Cougars lead Clinton 2-0. That, of course, is the game worth watching for the Chiefs, as Tilson looks at a off-speed pitch outside and away. 1-0. Chiefs come in tonight tied with Clinton for the wild card. Up high to Tilson 2-0. And of course, you look at this four-game series, Clinton playing the worst team in the Western Division, Kane County Cougars, and the Chiefs playing the best. So kind of hope the thought process being trying break even or maybe get a little bit lucky. Although the Chiefs have had success against Cedar Rapids this year, 7-5 on the outside, misses 3-0. Cedar Rapids came into town in late April and have not been back since. The Chiefs took that series 2-1. 5-4 in Cedar Rapids. Here's the pitch, 3-0, fastball. Tilson taking it away, called strike one. Cardinals, the parent club, the Chiefs beat the Chicago Cubs 4-0 today. Cardinals getting the shutout. There goes McElroy on the 3-1 pitch. The throw by Adelbelli is down. McElroy slides under the tag safe. And strike two. So that's a stolen base for McElroy, his sixth in the year. And a full count now for Charlie Tilson at the dish. From the stretch of Boyd comes home. Tilson inside, ball four. So Tilson draws a two-out walk. So the Chiefs runners are first and second with two outs now. Chiefs have been a very good hitting team with two outs. Because that'll bring up Braylon Valer, who does have 44 runs driven in. Last night, the Chiefs drove in four runs, all with two outs, in the seventh inning of the 7-2 win at Wisconsin. Tilson led off with an infield single, and Wilmer Vargas grounded into a double play, and then he had three doubles, a single, and a triple for the Chiefs, all with two outs. First pitch to Valer, inside on the dirt. McElroy off and running. He will slide into third. That'll be called a wild pitch. Pitcher's in the dirt. Ottavelli did a nice job keeping it in front of him. That'll be the sixth wild pitch on the year by Boyd. McElroy's speed, he saw it get far enough just out of Ottavelli's reach, able to score easily. So now runners at the corners with two away for Valer and a 1-0 count. Boyd comes home. Low 2-0. Tilson, 14 stolen bases. Highly unlikely you'll see him run here. Certainly don't want to run into the third out of the inning with a runner at third. And Valer, 44 RBIs. 2-0 count now. The new scoreboard does not have the ball strikes or inning working just yet. Valer will pull this one hopper to the second baseman Grimes, who fields it. Throws the first, and the Chiefs are retired. So for the Chiefs, no runs, one hit. They will leave a pair. We are through three full innings. It is Cedar Rapids 0, the Chiefs 0, here in the Chiefs. Radio Network.